welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Interview. Today I have a fabulous guest, but before we introduce him, I want to thank the Laughing Dog Film Festival for making this happen. This man's short is funny, people. An actual comedy short, which is great because we don't get enough of them. His short, Asian Immigrant, I was told, even though it has a different title I read, so you can correct me if I'm wrong.
It's Gay Asian Immigrant, yeah.
It is gay. Okay. Well, I talked to Joe, and he sent it back to me as Asian Immigrant. I'm like, okay, well, because I wrote down Gay Asian. So it's Gay Asian Immigrant. It's a real title. Joe Grafasi, the runner of the Laughing Dog Film Festival, you're wrong. So, and I'm going to get him to introduce himself. I know I butcher everybody's name in my show, but this one, I will be really bad. Please introduce yourself. No problem.
My name is Ushme. Thank you so much for having me.
And how do you say your last name?
Oh, my God. That's going to be another... That's another story. It's a really, really long name, and even it's hard even for people in India. But it's Chakraborty. It's Ushme Chakraborty.
I love the last name. That's like a name of your next film right there.
Yeah, there, right it is. Exactly. I'm just going to use that as my last, you know, next film title.
So we got to start at the beginning. You have the best intro song I've heard in ages.
Oh, thank you so much.
Where did that come from? Was that like some Three's Company riff or?
Yeah, no, I wanted it to, I love like the sitcoms and, you know, I wanted it to be kind of like that. And I think the best thing, because I grew up in like the, you know, the Friends sitcom, the, you know, all those sitcoms where the song, the opening song is so memorable that you kind of remember it whenever you hear it. And I wanted to do something like that. So I was like, oh, I want a song like that. And also because it's such a great way to do the exposition of the story, to give you the character backstory without wasting too much time and explaining who he is. And so I was like, how do we do this in a fun way? And I thought, oh, let's do a theme song. And then my composer, Robert Mai, who's a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, yeah, I kind of know what you want. And then he came up with this. And then a friend of mine who's a singer, she was like, oh, I'll do the lyric, you know, I'll do the vocals. So, but yeah, that, the intention honestly was like, even just in terms of a script level, to be like, let's get this information out there, but let's do it in a fun way, which isn't, you know, boring.
Oh, no, it's beyond fun. It is hysterical.
Oh, in
watching this short twice, I must have played that theme song 15 times.
Well, that's what we wanted. We wanted a earworm, you know. So
it is absolutely a wonderful earworm. So you're saying you're younger than me. So you started with Friends. So have you ever seen like something like Mel's Diner or Three's Company?
I have. I mean, I may have like seen like you know, like a reruns or something like that. But no, I have not like, you know, seen all the seasons. Like I'm 33 years old, so for me it was Friends and, you know, all those sitcoms. Which,
yeah, but you got to hear your theme song. It's so 80s. It isn't funny.
Oh, great, perfect. You know, I trust my composer, right? I was like, hey, what do you think? And then he was like, let's do this version. So, and there you go. You know.
So when you were deciding on this, why did you write yourself as a gay Asian immigrant?
Well, I mean, that's a simple thing. I am, and I am those things. And and it is the story is sort of like, you know, maybe we can talk about it later, but like it's very, it's not personal. I'm not exactly like the character I play in the movie. Well, hopefully, but it is a thought that has crossed my mind as if, you know, to think, cause I do come from the same privilege as the character in the movie comes from. And it has, passed across my mind. Like, what if, would I have gotten more jobs or would I got more work if I didn't have that privilege? You know, if people looked at me exactly as those three, you know, titles almost with who I am correspond with their image of me. So would I get more opportunities? And that was the genesis of this idea. I was like, what if there's a character who is these three things, but is doing the exact opposite of what I do, which is not be honest and tell people about who I am, you know?
So do you think your character at the beginning, he's on a date? I mean, I think it's his probably second or third date with this guy. They're definitely comfortable. Do you feel that this character can just magically change like that when his boss comes over? Like, which one is the real him?
I think the one he's with the boy is the real him. You know, that's who he is. You know, he's himself. He's He's charming, he's nice, and he wants to get this guy, and he's that's who he truly is. But I think when he switches, and I think it's a good thing that the question comes to the audience's mind is like, who is he truly? Mm-hmm. I do think the one he's with the boyfriend is the real version of him.
So when you were writing your short, did you ever want to dwell? I know it's a short, you don't have a lot of time to expand, but did you feel you wish you had an extra, maybe let's say 4 or 5 minutes to expand on him, the real him, instead of just dealing with fake you all the time?
Well, I mean, it wasn't intended, but it became so when I finished writing the first draft of the short, where I was like, oh, this could be a TV show. Mm-hmm. And then this could be a TV series where we follow this character's exploits in these different situations, you know. And so in the end of the day, I think the short became almost like a proof of concept for the TV series that I'm currently writing, and I've written the pilot of, and, you know, and I've actually sold the short right now to a production company here in LA, and, you know, they're interested in developing it as a TV series. So it was crazy that it at first wasn't what I wanted to do, but then the writing itself sort of felt like, as you were saying, like, we want to see, I felt like, oh, what does he do next? And who is he? And that led to me writing a whole 3-season like profile and episodes and this and that. Yeah. I mean, I just felt like it, doing it naturally. And then when it started getting traction in festivals, and then, you know, like it happened through a contacts, they wanted to see the short film, and next thing you know, they're like, oh, do you have a pilot? Do you have a TV, you know, do you have seasons? And I was like, oh, here you go. And, you know, and it just, yeah, it just worked out in that way.
Okay, you jumped a lot there, so I'm going to break it all down. What was your initial idea then? Since you just said this wasn't your initial idea to write this short, what were you going for the first time?
No, it was my initial idea to write a short about this character. It was just that it was going to be, like completely ended, like it was going to be a full circle. But by the time I finished the end, like when the end pops up on screen, mm-hmm. I think I just felt like, oh, I want to see what happens next, which was what my intention was with it. You know, I thought it was going to be like a looped film, like how short films usually be. But then I think it lent itself to a more web series, television series treatment. And that's what I was surprised by.
Okay. So you were surprised by traction in the film festival, is what you're trying to say, and people expressing interest. My argument is, did you watch this? This thing is hysterical and smart.
Thank you. I was hoping for it. I'm not going to lie. I was hoping it would happen. But, you know, I don't know. I just have such, like, there are days when I feel very confident about my voice and my, you know, my art, as if you could call it that. But then there are days where I just feel full of shit, and I feel like I'm not, you know, there's, you know, there's nothing going to happen for my career. Maybe I'm just shooting in the dark. So I can never fully be like sure about my, you know, I don't know if you can ever be sure, but so that's why I wasn't expecting it. I mean, did I hope for it? For sure. But, you know, it's just such a tightrope every day. You know, like last week I was feeling like shit for some reason about everything. And now this week I'm feeling a little better. So, it's just how it is.
Well, when you're feeling crap, just call me and I will tell you have a great short. So there you go. I'll just pick up the phone, great short, and hang up. And that should make you feel better.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take you up on that for sure.
You have my word. I will give it to you after. When you're discussing your short, how much prep time do you put in for this? I mean, obviously you write it, that takes a while, but I'm more worried about casting, clothing, location.
So clearly the location and stuff, I wrote the film in mind that it has to be a single location. And that single location in this case was my house here in LA. So I was like, oh, hey, it has to be here. I can't shoot anywhere. I don't have the money. As far as the costumes go and like the other aspects, you know, my producer, a friend of mine, she took the reins on that. And I quite literally followed her lead on that. I don't want to like be like, I don't want to hover over all those things. I'm like, just tell me what you think and I'll tell you yes or no, because I like to delegate all of that stuff. The casting, yes, that took a bit of a time because I put it up online and I auditioned like not a lot, maybe like two to three people for both the characters, the two different characters. And I, and the woman who plays Cheryl, Janet, she was the first person I auditioned, and I was like, this is it. She's the one, you know? So it wasn't that long. It was honestly just the prep of it was just waiting and getting the finance settled. Everyone else was like pretty much on board, you know, because you come from film school, so you already have kind of like a network of people who want to work and stuff. So,
yeah, your boss was perfect. Absolutely. Because I know people like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if you do, but I mean, over the years, you just meet people. I'm like, oh my God, this is so atypical of somebody ignorant.
Yeah, exactly. And that was, I obviously worked with people like that. And, you know, she was inspired by a lot of people like that who mean well, but it's just that they don't understand that even then they're doing so many things wrong, you know.
When you were writing the script, you're the boy character. Does he ever not appear for long as he did, or he's always in the script the whole time?
The boyfriend's character?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he was always in the script. Yeah, yeah, he was always going to be in the script. And having him there is the stakes of the story, right? Like without him, there's really no stakes for Ravi to, you know, behave in a certain way or not. So I think having him there was always the key.
I thought maybe you could do a party and then have your boss just randomly show up to the party, you know? Oh, I heard there was a party, and boom, then you have to go into character.
I wish I had the money for a party, you know, that would have been obviously more. But actually in the pilot version of it, she does show up at a party. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, then you'll have money, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I have the money, I'll throw a big ass party for it.
Now, when you're making a short, were you conscious of your accent? I mean, I know you want to be you're American. You want to be an American actor. I mean, obviously you can do your accent from your home origin country. Mm-hmm. But when you come to America, do you feel the pressure not to use your accent and be more American?
Yes, of course. I mean, because, you know, it's just, you know, accents are either thick or not, you know, and you have to sort of kind of like acclimatized to the people and so that you can be understood better. So yes, I do think it does cross my mind. I do not speak like how Ravi speaks when the boss shows up. This is, you know, this is my usual way of talking. So for me, it was that was the accent that I had to like build up for, and funnily enough, in the movie. But I mean, even in this version of how I'm speaking, obviously I don't sound American. But even in like when I normally speak, I have to be careful. That's not the wrong way of saying it, but do have to be more precise in certain words and stuff, you know, which I think is fine, you know?
So do you think Ravi's accent is fun to do? Or do you feel people look at you going, what are you doing to us?
No, it's an interesting thing because I think because the context in this story is empowering him, right? Like he isn't doing it because I almost feel like Ravi is very empowered when he does that voice because he's using it to get something out of this situation as opposed to like making fun of his own people, which I think is the big difference there. So I enjoyed doing it because it was almost like taking something that was so quote unquote like bad for your people, but then using it in an empowering way because here he's using it to get advantages, you know? So yeah, I had fun doing it.
That's awesome. You can just go crazy. I do want to touch on some of the Indian culture things in there. Like the chai tea, I find is such a American thing. Like they think of Indian people, they're like, oh, chai tea. And then I laugh so hard because I think Indian culture is more in chai tea. So I want to say you didn't really put in tandoori chicken. You didn't put in that.
We kept it chai tea because I was like, you know, but yeah, and if I have the budget for the tandoori chicken, you know, I'll put that in there too. But yeah, it was always chai tea because in India we just say chai, but in American chai tea. So so certain things like this, I mean, as an Indian, I find very funny. So I wanted to put it in the movie.
Well, now you taught me something. So now I'm just going to ask for chai now at an Indian restaurant I go in. I should stop saying chai tea because that's what I'm so used to. That's funny. So it's a chai real then?
Yeah. It was just like tea. We made it, you know, my place, and we were like, oh, might as well have some chai while we're filming this.
Yeah, you made me jealous. You really did.
Yeah.
Now, how was rehearsing this? Did this you guys break out laughing such numerous times?
We did, yeah. In this case, I was lucky. I got my actors 2 days previous to the shoot, where we rehearsed for like 4 hours each day. I was good to do that because, yes, we did get the chuckles out of the way. And we just figured each other's rhythm out, our chemistry and all that stuff. So, yeah, I do rehearse because, again, I don't have the time. I only had 2 days to film this whole thing. So I was like, let's just make this as foolproof as possible. And then we can improvise if we feel like it, but let's just hammer down these, like get off book, get all of it done in those 2 days.
So as a director, how did you find it? Did you have any issues acting and directing at the same time?
Or, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
sorry, go ahead. You finish the question.
I just was going to say about camera placement in your apartment, or did you ahead of time already go, yeah, I'm going to put a camera here, I'm going to put a camera here. And how did that change after you shot?
Yeah, no, so I always break down the story. I always do the shot breakdown before. So I kind of knew where the camera was always going to be. And my DP and I had worked on the shot breakdown earlier. So, but I did feel like it was too much responsibility being in front of the camera and being behind. And I personally love being a director rather than an actor. I was like, oh, you know what? Next time I'll just stick to directing. Not because I don't enjoy acting. It's just that both those hats is kind of hard because you got to switch into the acting gear and then go back and look at it as a director. And then, you know, it was just too much. So maybe next time I'll give myself a smaller part and not be such a narcissist. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun though.
Now, to get into Ravi, do you have a technique to get into character, or you're just like, nope, click on and off?
I think that's why I don't like to call myself an actor because I really am not. I just have like this character is close to home. Essentially, as I said, he's a version of me. So for me, it was never like I had to click on and click off with him because it was just like, oh, this is me. But I think doing this short, I've sort of understood. I don't say I completely understand acting, but I've sort of understood acting a little better as opposed to like motivations and, you know, the subtlety and all that kind of stuff. But no, I mean, I didn't have a process. I was not like, you know, like, well, let's do this. And, you know, it was just like, oh, this is me. I'll just act like me and hopefully it works. And yeah, I was like so scared when I finished filming. I was like, oh God, should I have taken someone else? You know, because I was like, I don't know if I can act well or not. But hopefully it didn't suck.
Now, it definitely did not suck. As I've told you, phone me up. I'll tell you you're brilliant.
Okay.
Is Cheryl based on a typical white person you know?
Yes. So as I said, she's a version of many white people I know, and like a lot of white bosses that I've had, particularly male, female, where, as I said, you know, so it does come from personal experience being around. I mean, in Hollywood, like I've had assistant jobs, I've been in management companies and this and that, primarily white places, you know, so being in those all white rooms, I sort of like gleaned from some of them and sort of made Cheryl.
That's so, I feel so sorry. I apologize for anybody that looks like me. They're all idiots. And what's next for you? I mean, we have pilot season. You're all set. I understand you're geared totally on the short, but do you have other projects you're working on through your head at the same time or nope, this is it?
No, I am. I'm working on an animation short film currently. We're going full steam ahead. Production's almost going to start in April. I think we should be ready around July, hopefully. But that's going to be another animation short, about 9 to 10 minutes long. I'm now concentrating on that. But then after that, hopefully I do another like live action short film as well, because I just don't want to, I enjoyed this process so much. I just don't want to stop, you know, because it's a good way to flexing the muscles.
Okay. I have two questions for you before I let you go.
Sure.
Number one, first time on the show, your favorite film?
Star Wars. A New Hope is the best thing ever. It made me want to be a filmmaker, and even though it's, you know, it's the most like commercial and everyone considers it, you know, whatever it is. It just, yeah, it's the best thing that I saw when I was maybe 8 or 9 and it changed my life. So Star Wars.
Okay. Number two is a little bit harder. Can you name a film that's underrated that you recommend to people, but they never watch?
So most recently there is this movie called Thoroughbreds with, I think it was Olivia Cook and,
That's 2 years ago. I think it's 2 years old though.
I think so. Yeah. That
Olivia Cook and, it's dark.
It's so dark.
It's very dark.
But yeah, people, for some reason, it just went by and not many people saw it. And I think that was, I was really impressed by that one. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't expect it to be this dark. And it's a rewatch movie, which I find the best. So I've gone to it a couple of times and seen it, and it's really good.
A third question. How many times have you seen Star Wars?
I would say about like at least 20, 24 times, maybe, or around that much. Yeah. I keep, whenever they show it here in like LA, like in the big screens, they do like these, I go watch it again. It's just so, so fun.
Well, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find your wonderful projects.
Well, most of them are not online, but I am on like social media. So you can follow me on Instagram, which is Ushmey, U-S-H-M-E-Y. So that's where you can find me.
Thank you for your time and have a great evening.
Thank you.